In Afghanistan, American forces this weekend found the bodies of 9 children after a U.S. air attack on a location where a suspected terrorist was hiding. A U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan said the terrorist was also killed in Saturday's raid. NPR's Emily Harris joins us on the line from Kabul. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Leanne.
What have you been able to learn about what happened?
Not a lot of great detail has come out, but basically the U.S. had been watching a person, they say, for an extended period of time and gathering evidence, and they felt that he had been involved in some killings of aid workers or construction workers along a major road that's being built between Kabul and Kandahar. And a U.S. plane targeted a compound in a rural area in the south that he was thought to be at. And then soldiers, ground troops, when they were going to look over the results of that attack, which happened Saturday morning local time, they found the bodies of 9 children as well. It's under investigation beyond that, but it does seem from what diplomats will say quietly that this was a mistake.
Can you tell us more about the person who was the target of the attack?
The supposed target was a man named Mullah Wazir, and he is supposed to have been involved in attacks against workers, as I mentioned, and a former Taliban commander. The U.S. is saying that their target was in fact killed, but there are local officials who are casting some doubt on that. They're not sure that he was actually killed. There's been a number of attacks, as you know, on aid workers, on government workers, Afghan government workers, on construction workers in the south over the past several months. It's increased to a degree that a lot of foreigners are very wary about where they will travel, but it's obviously not just foreigners. Afghans who have been working with foreigners or who are working with the government have also been targeted.
Has there been a response from Kabul to the incident?
The United Nations special representative here did condemn the attack in some fairly harsh terms, saying that this adds to the sense of insecurity and fear in the country. And a spokesperson for the UN noted that there have been similar attacks by the U.S. Coalition troops here that have killed civilians. In fact, just each month for the past 3 months, about 6 to 8 civilians have died in different air attacks by the Americans. And one Western diplomat said to me that this kind of thing leaves more room for people to listen to Taliban propaganda. Whether that's true or not, it's hard to determine, but the UN folks certainly were upfront that they felt this was not helping create a feeling of stability in Afghanistan.
NPR's Emily Harris in Kabul, Afghanistan. Emily, thank you.
Thanks, Leanne.